Video of the raid shows immigration agents in tactical gear storming out of the back of a Penske moving truck that pulled up onto a group of day laborers outside a Los Angeles Home Depot, the truck driver soliciting them for work when the agents stormed out, sending street vendors and day laborers running in a stream of chaos.
This was the third time that our day labor center had been attacked since the beginning of this administration.
Marta Arevalo is head of CARSEN, the Central American Resource Center, LA.
I saw the street vendors running to ensure that they could go back to their families that night, running to make sure that they could continue to work and provide for their families. Many fell on the street, got hurt, and the law enforcement didn't care. They just grabbed him violently and took him into detention.
She condemned what she described as the hypocrisy of the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda and says the raid runs afoul of a federal judge's orders to stop the practice of racially profiling people for deportation. Just days ago, a federal appeals court upheld that ruling, blocking the Trump administration from conducting indiscriminate immigration stops and arrests in Southern California.
They always would say immigrants should do it the right way. Immigrants should follow the law to get legalization. But when it comes to them, they don't follow the law. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the court decisions. They don't care about human rights, about constitutional rights. And we are sick of it. We're not going to take it anymore.
U.S. Attorney Bill Assayley was defiant on social media, writing the enforcement of federal law is not negotiable, and there are no sanctuaries from the reach of the federal government. The raid was part of the Department of Homeland Security's Operation Trojan Horse. The action has also sparked the ire of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
It is hard for me to believe that raid was consistent with the court order that said you cannot racially profile, you cannot racially discriminate. This is something that is not acceptable, and we are not going to stand for it.
The immigration raid also spurred a public statement from Penske, which said it did not authorize the use of its trucks in immigration raids. Immigrant rights advocates now say August 12th will be a 24-hour day of action and boycott held at MacArthur Park with a vigil at the Federal ICE Detention Center. Felipe Caraceres is with the SEIU, Service Employees International Union.
On August 12th, we are boycotting. On August 12th, we are marching to reclaim our power and to stop the Trump terror. One, you're boycotting. Two, you're marching. Three, you are supporting street vendors. Compañeros, el 12 de agosto.
But the Trump administration is undeterred by the courts and public outcry. Wednesday, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Tricia McLaughlin, told Fox News they're planning a new mega immigrant detention center like Alligator Alcatraz in Florida. This one, dubbed Speedway Slammer.
We're going to get these illegal aliens into the facility quickly and out of it quickly. They will be deported swiftly with due process.
Are you going to build these facilities almost in every state?
We're going to go across nationwide. Secretary Noem is working hard with state and local governments. These are a very cost-effective way to make sure we have these deportation detention centers and so that we can swiftly arrest and detain and get these criminal legal aliens out of our country.
And in the push to increase immigration arrests to 3,000 per day, the department is lowering its age requirements, now allowing teenagers to apply to become deputized ICE agents to raid and arrest suspected migrants. Here's Department of Homeland Security head Kristi Noem.
We've removed any of the age barriers. We no longer have a cap on how old you can be, you can continue at age 18, sign up for ICE and join us and be a part of it. We'll get you trained and ready to be equipped to go out on the streets.
DHS is also ramping up hiring agents in major cities across the country, many in Democratic strongholds, which could be an indicator of the cities targeted next for the LA-style paramilitary-type immigration raids. Not only is ICE hiring in Los Angeles, it's also hiring in Atlanta, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York City, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. And it's hiring in cities with large Latino populations like Miami Beach, Dallas, Phoenix, San Diego, San Antonio, and Houston. Immigrant rights advocates say their 24-hour L.A. boycott is the antidote and the pushback needed at this time. Amal Ramirez, a fast food worker in L.A.
We're standing up against the Trump administration's terror tactics, like sending military troops in this park and using masked federal agents to arrest people based on their skin, the jobs that they do, and the language that they speak. But politicians are attempting to divide us by race and distract us with scare tactics. They're scapegoating immigrants while they take away our health care and fund more ICE raids and give tax breaks to their billionaire friends. And we're not going to let them. We demand nothing short of a future where working people can thrive.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.